Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 494 of Power Rangers Ninja Storm, episode 36, Down and Dirty.
It aired October 18th, 2003, written by Doug Sloan, directed by Charlie Haskell. So next episode is part one of the finale. That's a month. That was aired a month after this episode. So that's kind of a bummer, huh?
Yeah. Not for us. We're going to watch it next week.
We're going to watch it on Monday. Yeah. But like it was October 18th. And the next one's November 15th. That sucks. I would be pretty upset if I had to wait a whole month to get to the end. Maybe they just like played a bunch of reruns so you got caught up.
Maybe. Because
it was 2003 and you couldn't just like go on Netflix or Hulu or whatever and watch them all.
See, I feel like we talked about this before. It just seems like TV was the Wild West back then.
Yeah, I think it's
a little bit now, I guess, with stuff like Cartoon Network airing two episodes of Steven Universe every 5 years or whatever.
Yeah, they're like, here's 10 episodes. We'll see you in a while. When? I don't know, man. Get off my back.
The scheduling just seems odd when, you know, the finale's a month after
yeah, for this. It's just a little weird. Anyway, if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back. We talk about it. You can follow along if you have Netflix or the DVDs. And you should, because Ninja Storm is very good. And we're almost done. So maybe you want to, like, maybe you should go back and watch all of them for next week. It's not going to be a month away. It will only be a week away. So, or I guess like 4 days. 3 to 5 days from now. you will hear the next episode, so catch up on Netflix. It's all there. There's also DVDs if you have those, but Josh is the only person I know that has them because they came in a box set that I don't have.
Oh, that's true. I do have that.
Yeah.
I have all the way through RPM, I think.
Yeah, I think it's the end of the everything up before Neo Saban when the DVD distribution rights got weird, I think.
Yeah, and now I have to buy Samurai and Super Samurai separate.
They should just
from each other. They might be released together. If they are, I bet it's like a 2-pack.
Shell Factory should just like be like, hey, Saban, or I guess Hasbro at this point, hey, can we just put out another one like these other ones so they match the box sets? We have enough seasons at this point to do that. And Hasbro should be like, yeah, sounds good to me. Jeff Hasbro.
I mean, Harry Hasbro.
Old Harry H. Hasbro. Your friend and mine. You want to go watch Down and Dirty?
Yeah.
All right.
Ninja Storm Ranger form.
And we're back, and we just watched Down and Dirty, part one. Why did I say part one? It's the only part. It's not a two. I'm so used to two-parters.
Down and Dirty, part one and only, baby.
Part one of one.
And boy, is it filthy.
Do you know who got done dirty? Me, I feel like, by something that happened in this episode, and we'll get there.
I'm also angry, but now I don't know if it's the same reason.
Well, I'm confident it is, but we're not going to talk about it until we get there in the episode to maintain the surprise. Because I literally screamed into my cupped hands. I was so mad. HeyJakeAndJosh.com, that's the website. You can go there. You can go listen to old episodes up through Lightspeed Rescue. There's also a classic feed. There's several classic feeds and an archive feed. And I realized today that we are 4 calendar weeks ahead. So the archive feed might be live by now, which is everything up through season 10. Because that's like a month. We're like a month out from that, which is buck wild to me. We've never been this far ahead. Not even once.
No.
It's a little scary because we're going to end next week. We're going to be done recording the season. But we're going to need to record a by the numbers. And Benny won't have heard 7 episodes when we finish. So we might. I don't know. I might just send him the best and worsts. of each one. No, then I have to go find them. Look, who knows what's gonna happen? Maybe we'll end with the best.
Yeah,
by the numbers.
Give him time to catch up.
Yeah, so he has plenty of time to hear them all. Scheduling is weird and probably very exciting to listen to, but I will move on. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on Akahen Podcasts.
What was that one?
It's Goblin.
Ah, yes.
Akahen Podcasts. The bit is almost over. We're so close to done. We're on Stitcher and Google Play. Google Play also just changed. Now it's like Google Podcasts and Google Music, and apparently neither of them work as good as Google Play, which didn't work well at all. Anyway.
Way to go.
Google, we keep doing bad. That's their new slogan. That's going to be on their new buildings and their t-shirts and stuff, is Google, we keep getting worse. So we're on those places. We're on, I don't have a joke one.
Poddirty.com.
Poddirty.com. I was going to go with poddirty.com, but so either A, it's just a bunch of nasty podcasts.
Oh, it's the low end of the podcast style. They're so bad. It's like they're just scrambled, so you can like hear like a little bit of it.
You can
enough.
Just hear some kind of horny noises, and you're like, this it's 2003. This you're is like, good enough for me.
Yeah, I'm about 15. This works.
Yeah, this is fine. I was spoiled. I had late night Cinemax in my bedroom, so like it was all over for me.
Oh no, I had to watch I don't want to get too personal here. I had to watch Scrambled Playboy.
Ah. Well, kids will never know the hardships of just trying to get
it's just so readily available now.
Now on any device, anywhere. You could probably look it up on a refrigerator if you wanted to.
You can.
I've just seen someone tweet from a refrigerator. You could probably look up porn on one.
I cannot think of any better use of your time.
Trying to make your refrigerator nasty. You can
anyway,
leave
that's poddirty.com.
That's poddirty.com. It goes right from the I don't know if you see that thread of someone whose mom took away their Twitter and so they were tweeting from it. I'll find it instead. It's the funniest thing. It's just a series of, it's just like images. It's like my mom took away my Twitter, and then so I'm tweeting from my DS, and then it's the mom being like, this is Ellen's mom or whatever. She won't be tweeting anymore. And then the next one is, I don't know if this is coming through, and it said sent from Twitter from Frigidaire or something. The ingenuity of these kids. Anyway, leave us a rating review in any of those places. That would be great. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show. I was going to say help us buy tissues because I'm crying. I need to dry my eyes, but I realized what we did just talk about. And maybe the timing for that would not be as appropriate as I would like.
Oh no.
So I'm just gonna real quick because my face is all sweaty now. It's almost as sweaty as yesterday when I trimmed my beard under my aunt's. I think she, instead of putting light bulbs in her bathroom, they are heat lamp bulbs, because I was covered in sweat and all of my nascent beard hair clippings were just stuck all over me. It was awful. Anyway, if you want to support the show, we'd really appreciate it. Patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. Josh, do we have any new reviews? It's a Friday episode.
We do.
Heck yes.
We've got one.
Love a new review.
Let me pull it back up. All right. Are you ready?
I am.
This was submitted last Thursday. I don't know what date that was. Or, you know, so whenever you're listening to this, it was probably multiple Thursdays.
It was a month ago.
It was a 5-star review, of course.
Dope. Love it.
By iTunes user or Apple Podcasts user.
I mean, whichever, man.
I don't know how that works. Anyway, the username is I Play a Monk.
Cool. Like a monk.
And the title is, if you plan to watch Power Rangers, ellipsis.
We're going to assume it's positive. It's then you should also listen to this show or something like that.
And they say, I started a rewatch of Power Rangers and started at episode 1 with the Morphin Grid. I'm loving the write with Jake and Josh talking about the show. I love listening to their take and yelling at my phone when they get things wrong. I don't know if that's ever actually happened.
No, only correct facts and features here on this very scientific podcast.
That's right. We do a lot of heavy research. Mm-hmm.
If it's one thing you know about us, it's that we love, we do our due diligence on everything.
Yeah. One thing about us, me specifically, is we do the work here.
We put in the work on this show.
But Jake and Josh are my favorite hosts, and I love every moment of their conversations, even when they talk wrestling and it flies over my head. I'm 150 episodes in as of now and plan to catch up to them soon.
Thank you very much.
Like more and more people are mentioning the wrestling.
I mean, I feel like we've cut back on the wrestling a lot.
Well, if they just started in season one, I feel like
that was mostly just wrestling that we talked about.
No one was listening to us. We were just talking about whatever.
Yeah, it was like we talked about whatever. Some of those episodes are really long, and I don't know why.
Because we didn't know what we were doing.
It's because we talked about wrestling for 40 minutes, and then we're like, oh, right, we got to finish talking about the Power Rangers episode.
And we didn't have a structure.
Yeah. It was a Wild West. It was 6 years ago. There's only like 9 other podcasts before us. Thank you very much. We do have a couple new patrons to thank, and one of these we might have thanked last time. I need to figure out a system, and by a system, I do mean I need to just start opening the emails so I know that I looked at it already. But the first new patron, or the first returning patron from the last time we did this, is Robert H.
Thank you, Robert.
And finally, Doug B.
And a dirty thank you to Doug B.
A dirty thank you.
This is a dirty episode.
This is okay. Yeah.
Nothing I can do about it. You get a dirty thank you. Yeah, I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back and give Robert a dirty thank you too, because I didn't think of the joke until the second one.
Dirty thanks all around to everybody. That's all we got. So with all that stuff out of the way, would you like to jump into Down and Dirty?
Yeah, let's get done dirty by Down and Dirty.
I feel extremely down by how dirty this episode did me.
I am upset. I did not yell at my hands, but I did ask Tucker, what the hell? he looked at me. He was like, this isn't food, Dad.
I have no opinion on this matter. We start off on the spaceship, on Lothar's spaceship, and Lothar is talking to Vexicus. And he's like, hey, man, I thought we talked about you not killing my generals.
Why did you melt Motodrone's ass?
You just melted his whole ass. And Vexicus is like, I think he was going to do something bad, probably, is what I'm telling you. And Lothar's like, you know, fine, but don't do it again, because I'm running out of generals. I do not have many more for you to kill.
It was really funny, because he's like, do you think evil generals grow on trees? And I answered him, and I said, well, judging by how many you have, they might.
Yeah, they may be so. One of them just got made accidentally, and one was a statue that got accidentally turned alive. And one is Jubo, who should be dead. You should have let Mexicus at least kill him.
I'm worried about the finale, as far as Jubo goes, because he was not mentioned or seen in this episode, which means that he is not conceived as a threat, and so I feel like maybe he's gonna end up being the biggest threat, and I don't know if I like that.
I don't know. I guess we're gonna have to wait to see. So he's like, yeah, don't do it again, don't kill any more generals, and he walks away, and then Vexicus goes, sucker, and he walks away.
Yeah,
into the darkness.
Lothar does also tell him he's too good of a warrior to destroy. But, like, you can see...
He's trying to kill your whole empire.
Like, you know what he's trying to do here.
Yeah. you can read the situation, I think, Lothar.
Our introduction to Vexicus was Lothar's greatest rival.
Right?
So.
And he's like, I guess I'll work for you. He's like, good. And I know you did kill all my generals so far. But, like, hey, man, can I trust you? The answer is no. He's a shark.
Yeah, and he answers you like, yeah, of course you can. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you be able to trust me? So we cut from there down to the motocross track. It's the Blue Bay Harbor Motocross season finale? I'm not sure exactly what they said or meant in this. It seems like this is it for the local circuit season.
But it's also weird because it seems like only the winner of this race matters.
Yeah.
Like all the other races in the season are worth a couple points, but then this one's worth 400 points.
Well, it's weird. It's because like it seems like there's going to be a couple today, but like because they say like if you win today, you get to go to the big show.
The big show somewhere else. That's going to be in. They're going to be at the big show in the finale.
Yeah.
Well, it's a big show.
Do you think that this means you'll get to guest on the big show?
Oh, maybe.
I didn't watch any of that. Have you watched any of that?
I've seen a couple episodes of the Big Show. It's like a dumb show for kids.
Yeah, it looked like Boy Meets World. It's like, what if Boy Meets World, but like the dad was the Big Show?
A little bit. It's a little bit like that.
That's nice.
Except instead of focusing on like Corey.
Focused on the dad.
Let's focus on Corey's dad.
Which I think everyone can agree that would have made a much better show if it was about his boring ass dad. His dad, whose only personality trait is dad.
Here's every joke. Wow, he's big.
He doesn't fit in places that are smaller.
And his best friend is Jaleel White. So, I mean, it's worth checking out.
I mean, that's pretty cool, right? So Kelly's walking with Blake and Hunter, and they're like, "Did you do your last checkups on your bikes?" And they're like, "Yeah." She's like, "Did you replace the air filter?" He's like, "Yeah." And Hunter's like, "Did you make sure it's not going to get all gunky?" And he's like, "Dude, I'm not an idiot. I know how to take care of my bike." So then Kelly like breaks off. They get onto their dirt bikes. They start talking about how like Hunter's like, "It doesn't matter if we win or not, because like even if we do, we can't just like bail and go on like on this world tour that apparently is the grand prize of winning this race or whatever." Again, it's very unclear the prize and the stakes of this race, other than like the personal ones that will show up in a minute.
And then you go to the big show.
I guess.
But they, being Power Rangers, can't go to the big show.
No, they're not union.
Right.
Well, they become – a lot of the New Zealand ones became union after, which is why they can't come back usually.
They learn their lesson.
Yeah. They learned from 10 years of mistakes that Power Ranger actors had made, where I think only two, and one of them is, I don't know how, because David Yost has he's in the union, but I don't think he's been in anything but Power Rangers as an actor that I can recall. And Amy Jo was in like Real Things on like networks that you've heard about. She was on like an ABC show. She was in Felicity. So like
Aaron Cahill's done real stuff too.
Aaron Cahill, yeah, she's another one. I think Michael Copan maybe, because he's done like a surprising amount of acting
He did one of those Scorpion Kings.
He did a Scorpion King. He did like a show recently, like a I don't know what it was on some you know like not Amazon, but like you could watch it on Amazon because it was on like. XS TV or whatever, you know, like some like weird like channel that nobody gets. So him maybe, but like not a lot else. Like Jason Font, that dude's not union.
No.
You know that dude's not union.
Walter Jones might be. He was on Space Cases.
Well, that also seems like probably a show that they would try to knock a union on.
That's true. Hey, let's take advantage of kids on our Nickelodeon show.
They love that. Anyway. So Blake's like, I don't care about winning. I just want to prove that I can win. I can beat all these clowns that I'm good enough. And Hunter's like...
I do want to go back to Walter Jones for 1 second, because he is in Brink, Disney Channel original movie as well.
He's in the DCOM Brink? I didn't know he was in Brink. I know he's on one episode of Buffy in season 4.
I think he's just one of like the bad guy's goons, but...
Oh, that makes sense.
He's there.
Jason David Frank was also someone who, like a punker, like a biker punk who hassled Urkel on an episode of Family Matters once. I was watching, I was like, that's Tommy. Why is Tommy a bad guy?
Why does he mean to Urkel?
I didn't know yet, you know, that like characters and actors were different.
Right.
So
you didn't know that Urkel would actually be insufferable in real life.
Yeah, and then like I think he did turn into Stefan in that episode and then beat up Tommy, and I was like, that's unrealistic. That guy's a Power Ranger. Maybe I was like, oh no, Tommy going bad again. Rita got him.
Rita got him. Now he's picking on Urkel. Her ultimate plan.
The final plan to destroy Urkel. So Blake's like, I don't care if I already said that. Hunter is, he's then like, hey, who said you're going to win? You still got to beat me because I'm going to race just as hard. And they're like, yeah, heck yeah. And they high five. And then they do a race. And Blake puts Hunter in the wall and then wins. And then they say the winner is Blake Bradley. So I guess their last name is Bradley. So, like, those are some dork-ass names they got, huh?
Blake Bradley and Hunter Bradley, sons of Milton Bradley.
Milton's kids? Do you think they would have, they wouldn't have to, you know, work at a relatively small mom and pop extreme sports store if they were heir to the Milton Bradley fortune?
No, they're trying to make their own name. They don't want to just live on daddy's money.
No, you know, I appreciate, I can respect that. Also, their dad's dead because they were both were adopted, and then that parent died also. Those parents died. So, like, it's a real rough life they've had if you think about it. So, Hunter is pissed about this. He's like, you got up under me, you put me in the wall. And Blake's like, hey, it was a clean pass. You got up under, you got up into me because you didn't want me to pass you. And they yell, and he's like, whoa. I forget what Hunter says. And then Blake's like, if I wasn't your little brother, you would have let anybody else pass you clean or whatever. And Hunter's like, this, and like storms off and kicks a chair. And Kelly comes up, he's like, hey, she's like, is everything all right? And Blake's like, yeah, everything's great, as Hunter kicks this chair and storms away. Then we cut back up to the spaceship, and Vexicus is like, all right, Zackies, go find Shimazu and bring him to me so I can kill him. So, like, subtlety is out of the window at this point. Vexicus, I guess.
Yeah.
Shimazu hides.
Just really weird that he goes for Shimazu and first before Chubo. Because
Chubo would be the easiest person to kill in the world.
Would be the easiest, and Shimazu helped him.
Yeah.
So at least, like, save him for last.
Right? Be a bro, Vexicus. So he's like, so we cut to Shimazu, he's like hiding behind one of those weird foamy column things that they have. And he's like, oh, I gotta get out of here. So he tries to leave. And then he bumps into Mara and Capri.
Yeah, he gets down and he does the slowest crawl that I've ever seen.
Well, he's trying to get caught, I think, because there's no other reason to go that slow.
Because he's behind the pillar, but he gets down and starts to crawl, and then he's just out in the open.
For like a long time, and then he bumps into Mara and Capri.
Because this pillar's just in the middle of the room.
Look, he's not a smart statue? I guess?
Yeah, and then he bumps into Mara and Capri, and then we get why Dirty is part of the episode.
Oh,
title.
Good, it is the same thing then, because they're like, "Hey, we can help you," because we know what Vexicus is up to. We can help you, and he's like, "No, I don't want your help. You're both stupid and idiots, and lame, and you're never gonna do anything." And so he tries to like move past them, and Capri just freezes him, and then she says, "We're not dumb. We've been pretending this whole time."
Mm-hmm.
They could have done this 15 episodes ago, Josh. Do you know how long ago All About Beaver was?
Yeah.
It was 15 episodes ago, Josh. They could, for 15 episodes, we could have had good Mara and Capri. Instead, we've had increasingly worse and worse Mara and Capri for a bit that they were doing.
It sucks. It's
do you
stupid.
Think, they do could you have think
been,
this
they
is real?
They could have been cool, but instead they were dumb and lame. No, I don't think this was the original plan, because I feel like if it was, we would have had hints of it.
Yeah. Yes, right? Because I'm starting to think, every other time we've seen them alone, they're still dumb. They've still been dumb, but yeah. Even when no one is around. And no one does that. Nobody does that. Bullshit.
Stupid.
I'm so mad. This is bullshit.
I think this is a bad season, actually.
Ninja Storm sucks. So they're like, yeah, Mara's like, we've been pretending to be stupid this whole time. We've got a plan to take over the ship. And if you don't want us to like feed you to Vexicus or whatever, meet us in the Zord Bay in an hour or else. So then we cut back to the motocross. It's not a race anymore. Now we're at a big jump. So I guess just like a motocross demo.
This is the freestyle demo.
We're at the freestyle. What is this whole event called? Is it just like a motocross?
It's MotoCon.
Welcome to MotoCon. Okay.
Yeah, MotoCon, sponsored by the Surf and Turf. What is the name of the freaking store?
Storm Chargers. The Surf and Turf? That would actually be a pretty good name for it, though, if you think about it.
It would be.
So Blake is like, he watches a guy do a big jump. He's like, yeah, I love big jumps. Woo! And Kelly comes up and is like, hey, where's Hunter? And Blake's like, he got a ride. So he just like left with someone else. And Kelly's like, oh, okay. And then we see, and they don't say it's Dustin, but it's clearly Dustin. He's in yellow. It's Dustin's hair. Yeah. But they don't ever like show it being Dustin because I think they're trying to be coy about it. But it's like,
clearly they did mention Dustin. When they were walking up to the starting line of the race, too, they were like, oh, man, where's Dustin? I thought he would be here for this.
Yeah, and he's not there for this, which is, I thought might have been suspicious, but then it's like 4 minutes later, they're like, never mind. So he goes up for a big jump. He does that put my butt in front of my handlebars trick. You know, the one.
Yeah.
And then he lands it clean, and then he beefs it and wipes out. Which sucks, but that sucks for Dustin.
Yeah.
That's a bummer, man.
I don't know at what point they stop scoring.
I don't know, but he drives for like a second before he beefs it.
Yeah.
Do you have to like stop on your own volition and be like, I'm done with the trick now?
The trick is over.
So Blake and Kelly run up and they're like, oh my God, Dustin, what happened? Why were you doing big jumps? And he's like, I wanted to do freestyle. And they're like, no, you suck at that, clearly. And he's like, well, hold on. I used to, and maybe I like it. And Kelly says something like, you've been so careful about not getting hurt for racing. Like, why would you do this now? And he's like, maybe I like both and want to do them. And she's like, you're no Travis Pastrana. Or as my autocorrect did not catch, and when my thumbs typed it, Travis, I don't know how to pronounce this, Pastiaba. Maybe is how you would say that. Oh, yeah,
Pastiaba.
You know,
right.
Travis Pastiaba.
Yeah.
The famous bike legend. Man. Yeah, a legend in the big jump circuit. We cut back to Mara and Capri and Shimazu in the Zord hangar bay thing. And there's three big Zords. And one of them just straight up is Beevil. One of them is Beevil. It's like a more Megazordy version of Beevil, but it's straight up Beevil. So maybe we were right when we said Beevil was Mara with armor on in the Sentai.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. This reminds me of the episode where Mara should have started being fine again, but then they made her even dumber going forward, which again was 15 episodes ago.
The only hint we had of them being cool was that flashback from when they took over the Thunder School.
Yeah. But why? And then when they fought Tori, they fought to a standstill.
Yeah.
The only reason Tori won is because she's like, I'll give you a bunch of ugly clothes that I don't want. Which makes me feel like they are stupid. This is like someone complained. They were like, hey, man, people are getting real sick of Mara and Capri being so stupid. They're like, well, we'll just say it was pretend and that'll be fine. And everyone will accept that and move on. And I'm not going to move on, Doug. Look me in the eyes, Doug Sloan, who wrote this episode. You think I'm going to move on? I'm never going to forgive you for this. You're right up there with Shuki Levy and Shel Danielson, who character assassinated Cat Hillard. You're on a list now. Dulgus.
A list of cowards.
List of cowards who've wronged me personally. Power Rangers. Anyway, so they give him an ultimatum. They're like, look, you either jump in the robot and help us out, or we can like shoot you in the leg and leave you for Mexicus to find or whatever. And he's like, all right, cool. I'll get in the robot. That's fine. Then we cut back to Storm Chargers, where Blake and Hunter are complaining to Tori and Shane, respectively, about the other one. Blake is complaining about Hunter. Hunter's complaining about Blake. And Tori and Shane are like, we are not going to take a side. That seems like not what we are going to do today. Because you both just seem like mad at each other.
It starts off where they like, they cut back and forth between each conversation as like Blake will ask Tori something and then Shane will answer Hunter's version of it.
Yeah.
It starts off that way, but I feel like after two cuts, it kind of falls apart.
It definitely goes from like Shane asks Hunter something, and instead of cutting to Hunter, it cuts to Tori answer or saying something different about like, I mean, they both say the same thing. Shane's like, shouldn't you just talk to him? And then Tori's like, maybe you should figure this out between the two of you. But then they like leave and they walk past each other and they huff and they don't really look at each other.
Tori has a long denim skirt on.
It's a very, it looks like it's restrictive too. It looks like there is not a lot of give to this denim skirt. So
it's like waist to ankles. It's very long. Yeah. And I just feel like a long denim skirt like that would be very heavy.
Probably, yeah. She's very strong, though.
She is, like, but that's not what I'm worried about. I'm worried about it, like, falling down.
Yeah, you need, again, she doesn't even have her weird little belt thing.
Yeah, she doesn't have her lacy rope belt. How is she going to hold up her denim skirt?
It's ridiculous. What it looks to me is, I've never worn a long denim skirt, so I don't know the mobility of them, but it just seems like she would have to take small steps. Like, I feel like you couldn't have too long a stride in one of these, because they don't really stretch, it doesn't look like. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they're all made of stretchier material than I thought, and it's not actually denim. Who knows?
Maybe it's jegging.
It's jegging material. At some point, Tori does say, like, me and my sister fight all the time, too. And then it cuts to Shane being like, me and my brother fight all the time. And Hunter's like, I don't care about you and your brother. You're talking about me and my brother.
This isn't about you.
Is this
the first we've heard of Tori having a family?
This is the first we've heard of Tori having a sister. So now we know that Dustin has a sister, Tori has a sister, and Shane has a brother. And he might have said he also has a sister. So, like, they all have families. And other than Dustin's dad for 1 second and Shane's brother for an episode, it never comes up outside of a mention of Dustin being like, my sister's vegetarian because she would like these big peas. She would love a big corn because she's vegetarian, you see. So obviously
vegetarians love the big veggies.
They love it when they're big because they can't eat meat, so they need more HMOs.
They're all about, everybody loves HMOs, and they're not unnecessarily scared of them at all.
The homeowner association.
Hormone modifying organism.
Yeah, that's probably it. I think yours is probably closer to what it is.
Anyway, it makes the corns big so it can feed more people.
So yeah, it makes huge corn. So we just get casually that Tori's got a sister, and I just like that everybody's siblings, except for Cam, who later would be like, man, I'm glad I'm an only child. And you're the only one this time. Which I feel like every other time everybody has been an only child, except maybe someone will have like a sibling. Like Kim is mentioned to have a brother, but it is in one episode and never mentioned again ever. Even in like the deep continuity stuff, as far as I know, Kim's brother never shows up in the comic, in the new comic. You know,
they didn't cut deep enough.
I guess not. They don't like Power Rangers like I do. Yeah, I guess
they're fake fans.
Yeah.
Tommy has a brother. We met him.
Tommy has a half brother. Yeah. But like Trini doesn't have any. She's got a cousin who's a brat and turned into cardboard for a minute.
An uncle who loves Ecto Cooler.
Billy doesn't have any siblings. Zach does not have any siblings, as far as I can tell.
I don't think Jason had any.
Jason had a cousin, but that's as close as it got.
Everybody has cousins are easy to write off for like one-off.
Yeah,
episodes.
Cousins you can be like, well, we're never gonna see them again. Don't. But Kim's like, yeah, my brother. She's had her brother. Where is he? I just want to know. Anyway.
Well, you're the only one who remembers that.
I guess. Just me. Nobody else in the world cares about Kim's lost brother who's been missing since 1993. No one's out looking for him.
Not even Kim.
Not even Kim. She's like, whatever. He's dead, probably. Who cares? I'm going to go to the Pan Global Games. Bye. Anyway, so they see each other and they get huffy, and then Tori turns to Shane and she's like, hey, we should just lock them in Ninja Ops and let them fight it out and like just like deal with it. Shane's like, that's not a terrible idea. But then Dustin comes up holding a bloody bandage.
It was like bad, right? Like it was covered in blood. At first I was like, oh, maybe that's like a oily rag he was wiping his bike down with. But then he wraps his fingers up with it.
He wraps his fingers back up with it. It's covered. It's like an ace bandage, like a full length ace bandage. Just all of like blood splattered all up and down it. And they're like, hey, man, where were you? Instead of being like, hey, that's a lot of blood outside your body. I'm assuming it's yours. And if it's not, we have to have a different conversation that's just as urgent. But yeah, but no, they don't. They're like, hey, where were you? We could have helped with this Blake and Hunter fiasco. He's like, I just had a lot on my mind lately. And they're like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. And then they get called to Ninja Ops before they can dig any deeper. So they get back to Ninja Ops. Hunter and Blake are already there, so they got there real quick, I guess. Cam shows them on a screen that Capri is in a big Megazord. Hers has, like, bat ears. like big bat ears, like her head.
Her does, yeah.
Yeah. I've talked a lot in my life, and I'm very good at it. And she's basically, hey, Power Rangers, I heard your shit's weak. Come on out.
Right? She's just standing in a field, like, waving her arms around, like, come fight me.
Come on, nerds. Are you scared? You little chicken butts? Come on out here.
And then Sensei, instead of being like, hey, that's a trap, be careful, is like, you better go stop her.
You gotta go. Also, he does a, like, he does a flip in and does, like, a Sonic Adventure 2 battle, he like, little skate on, he, like, yeah, little grind.
The top of the laptop.
Like, he's wearing little soaps for his little hamster feet. You remember soaps?
Do you think I could get soaps?
I think you could probably still get soaps. It's probably a lot easier than getting BK Regtex.
Could I get them for my cats?
get your cat soaps. I thought, man, I wish we lived in the world where soaps took off and I could get everywhere by grinding on my soaps.
Yeah, dude, there's just like a rail infrastructure
just
that you
everywhere. I wish I lived in Tony Hawk world is what I'm saying. Or Sonic Adventure 2 Battle World.
Yeah, all architecture is set up to be skated on.
Everything is if it's not grindable, it's a quarter pipe.
Or a ramp.
Or a ramp. Yeah, so he's like, yeah, okay, you should probably go. It's a trap, but you definitely need to go. And then he's like, also, hey, real quick, Hunter and Blake, put your shit aside when you're in Megazords, because it's dangerous when you're in those. Blake's like, I can do that if he can. I was like, well, I can do that. And so then they're like, okay, and I bet they're not gonna. And I like immediately, I'm like, I don't think they're gonna be able to do that the whole time. It's less a thing than I thought it would be, it turns out. We go to their Megazords. They start fighting. Cam's like, I'll launch the Zords and I'll catch up with you later. I'll get out there when I need to. So it's 2-on-1. It's them fighting Capri because the others have not shown up yet, which is suspicious. She says something like, feel the love or something like that. And she has this little like heart blast.
Yeah.
Which seems out of place.
It feels like an attack that Mara would do.
That's what I was thinking.
Out of her big pink Beevil Zord.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think this is made out of Beevil? Do you think she gutted Beevil? Because it turns out she's actually hardcore and smart and evil, apparently. So maybe she's like, Beevil, you maybe look like a damn fool. I'm going to rip your guts out and make it a Megazord. And we'll get up in there.
Could be. I'm going to grow your dead body and use the empty husk that used to be you as my final form.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
I think that's what she did.
So yeah, Capri does this love blast, and then they dodge around her, so they're flanking her, so they have advantage on their rolls, so that's good for them.
Yeah.
They pull out the little lion Gatling gun thing, and they shoot her, and she just does a straight up, like tumble dodge out of the way, like cartwheel thing,
mm-hmm.
And so they just shoot the Thunder Zord right in the face with their Gatling gun and knocks them down.
Right. And so then, they get shot by Shane, Dustin, and Tori.
Yep.
And then they get mad at each other because they got shot by the other Power Rangers.
Yeah, because I think it's Hunter is like, why don't you jump out of the way? And Blake's like, you are in control of lateral movement, which seems bananas to try to figure out, right?
Yeah, I can't imagine how you would coordinate that.
I move front and back, and Josh, you can move side to side, and we got to go diagonal. We got to be perfectly in sync. We got to be on the same page.
I have a hard time with remote control cars that have two sticks, one for forward, one for turning.
Yeah. But now two different people have to be in charge. One's in charge of frontward, and one's in charge of controlling.
That's why I can't imagine having to try to coordinate that, even with Morphin Grid energy.
Do you think Guillermo del Toro saw this and went, that would be perfect for a movie I will make someday?
Oh, maybe.
when I will make Pacific Rim, and there will have to be two pirates. Pirates?
Pirates. Yeah, because they steal the big monsters.
Yep. And use them.
They kill them and harvest their parts.
Yep. And they make different Zords out of them, just like Mara did. Whoa! So they're fighting, and Sensei's like, hey, what'd I say? And they're like, sorry, Sensei, we didn't mean it. And that's pretty much it for the fighting.
Yeah.
That's it for them. They go into lightning mode. The Megazord, regular Megazord, goes into lightning mode. And then they are beating her up because they're much quicker now. And they do like a slash attack, and she falls down. And they go to like finish her. And then that's when And I think I blinked. I don't know if they got shot or if they the other two Zords jump in.
They got shot because they knock Capri down and they're about to like stomp her or whatever. And she yells now. And then a blast comes in from off screen that hits them.
Okay. Because I heard now as I was taking a note and I looked up and then there were two more Megazords and I just didn't know what happened.
I imagine it was Mara because I think it was like a pink blast that hit them. And then the other two Zords jumped in.
Shimazu seems like he's just there because they needed a third. They had a third Megazord.
I mean, yeah, but I don't. This is a dumb plan.
It seems like
a lot of the parts of it are capable, but when you get to like the end result of what happens because of this, like it's just it's a long walk they took.
I think I know what it is, and we'll talk about it when we get to the end, like the end result of this fight, which is relatively soon actually, but I think it makes sense. But it is a long walk for a short drink of water.
Yeah.
So they fight more. At some point they get thrown onto the Thunder Megazord, which knocks the Thunders back online. They're like, "Whoa, we're back up! Thanks for jostling our battery back in, or whatever."
Yeah, I guess they pop the back off and spun the batteries around until the remote would work again.
Yeah, or they just elbow dropped it. And sometimes when you hit things, they work again.
That's true.
And that's what happened.
That's
in BattleBots a couple seasons ago. There was a fight where I forget who it was, but someone kept knocking the other robot out, and then they would hit him again, and then the robot would come back on. I was like, "You're gonna pay for your hubris." And I think they did. I think they ended up losing because they kept accidentally turning their enemy back on. Rookie move, BattleBots.
Right. If you just leave it off, then you win, right? If the other bot doesn't move in like so many seconds, that's a TKO, right?
Yeah. Well, if it's not moving, if you can't make anything, any like active forward movement, then it will, and sometimes it's like if like you're only spinning around in circles to start counting, it's like a 10 second countdown. If you start spinning in circles, like you're still moving, you can still fight. That should still count. The rules get a little wishy washy depending on who's fighting. There is absolutely favoritism in BattleBots, and I'm so mad that the pandemic made it so they couldn't film another season, and I have to wait another year because I love BattleBots basically the most. I just love it so much. Anyway, so they Cam shows up. There's three Cam copters. So when he's saying he's making upgrades to his Zord, he meant I'm making three Zords.
I'm copying them.
Yeah.
So weird. At first I thought, because he lands and it's all three of them in like man mode.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, this is just like a weird clip of him using like a ninja duplicate or something.
That's what it seems like.
But then the copies attached to the other Zords.
Yeah, so he just made two more.
Yep.
Weird.
He just typed hard enough that two more Zords popped out. He 3D printed two copies of his Zord.
Yeah. Just real quick, 3D printed two more Zords. In Hurricaneer, I've heard that the Samurai Ranger, the Green Ranger, is never played by the same person twice. And like you never see them unmorphed, so it doesn't matter who's in the suit. Like the gimmick is that like it's a different person every time. So maybe just in this episode, three of them showed up. And they're like, whoa, there's three of you. Cool. But they only showed one Cam because there's only one Cam. He's like, I made clones.
Yeah.
Don't worry. They're all remote controlled. Don't worry about it.
I cloned myself earlier in the season, and now I can clone robots, too.
Yeah. It's the same thing. So he combines it with the Rangers. So, like, the Storm Megazord gets the big arm that shoots the big wind blast. The Thunder Rangers get that, like, Gatling gun over the top. And then one of them just goes and fights Capri. And Tori is the arm that gets replaced. So she just is, like, off to the side. And they're like, you good, Tori? She's like, I'm on standby. Don't worry. This is totally fine. And not at all bad optics or whatever. I'll just be over here. Don't mind me.
I'll just be sitting in my dolphin laying in the trees.
Just laying in a forest off to the side, not bothering anybody, I guess. So we cut back up to the space station. Vexicus is like, hey, your nieces, they did a bad thing. Not what I do, because when I do it, it's fine, actually. But they did a bad thing, and they went down, and they have their own Megazords, which is, I think, is impossible because they're stupid. But also, I've heard from I've got a report that they're not stupid actually, and they're actually been tricking you. And Lilith's like, dope. That's great.
I was like, I knew they weren't dum-dums.
No one can be that stupid. In one episode, Mara asked me how to spell big. Nobody over the age of 5 doesn't know how to spell big. It's one of the first couple words you learn, I think.
Yeah, probably. I don't remember what Vexicus says that makes Lothor... He probably asked, like, do you want me to go kill your nieces?
Something like that.
And Lothor is like, no, blood is thicker than water, and if you ever say that again, I will kill you personally.
Yeah. He says something like, I forget the exact wording he used, but he's like, blood is thicker than water, you know, like how where you come from, like a shark. Like, he casually works in that the shark comes from the water, so it's like, specifically you. Like, specifically, I don't like you.
Yeah.
We cut back to the Rangers. They shoot the Mara and Shimazu Zords. Mara and Shimazu are blasted out. What I also like is while they're doing that, like, classic Power Rangers, like, I've been thrown out of a Zord. Fall. There's also, like, junk flying in. There's just, like, big gears and stuff that land near them. And it's just, like, a nice touch, I think. And then Capri is fighting the third Cam Zord, presumably the one that Cam himself is just in. And she's about to, like, get the upper hand, but then Tori's dolphin bites her. Just bites her in the side.
Before that, when Shimazu and Mara land, Shimazu says something about, like, oh, we're getting our butts kicked. Like, your plan was bad, just like all of our plans are bad.
Uh-huh.
And Mara says, actually, our Zords are designed so that when they blow up, they discharge, like, an electrical surge. So yeah, the other, like, Zords now are going to be disabled.
They're, like, booby-trapped. Like,
the... Blowing up Beevil's dead body was part of the plan, Shimazu. Yeah.
That's good. That's great. We could have had this for 15 episodes.
Yeah.
We could have had it for 36 if they wanted, but I don't think they did until right now. And I'm never going to stop being upset about it. So she bites Capri in the side, which gives them time to get back online. She reattaches. Then they do the Hurricane Megazord. And before they can just do the Baja Blast, they also, like, we're going to extremely kill Capri, so they also call out the Mammoth, and then they just annihilate Capri's Zord, because they got every Megazord they've ever had in their lives, and they blow her the whole way up.
This lion, this white lion Gatling gun, have we seen this before?
I mean, early in this episode, yeah, we saw it last episode, I think. It's been in a bunch. It's been around for a while.
Because it came out and I was like, oh, what a cute little lion.
The first
like,
time
it's the first time I've seen it.
The first time they used it, they like plugged it into something else. Like it plugged into a different thing. Okay. So like it covered up the lion face immediately. But
making the mane of a lion a Gatling gun is pretty neat.
It's pretty rad, right? I love the idea of these little like Digimon mini bots that they just can use as weapons and stuff.
The little Bakugans.
little Bakugans that turn into like weapons. I think that's very cool. So she gets flung out of her Zord. She lands. Shimazu's like, I knew your ideas would suck. Everything you do sucks. I don't care how smart you think you are. You're stupid, actually. And so they're like, are you going to like not help us anymore? And he's like, yeah, because I hate you because you're stupid. And they're like, well, we're sorry to hear that. And they blow him up and kill him. Then they murder him immediately.
Yeah. Mara's like, should we do it? Capri's like, let's do it. And they just blow him into nothing.
They're like kind of like back to back, side to side kind of. And they just like put their hands together in a point. Like they both point at him. And when their hands touch, this giant pink nuke hits him and he dies.
Are they a Twin Rova, do we think? Are they a Twin Rova situation?
I don't know.
I don't either, because the only thing that makes me think that is because Capri froze him earlier, and so I'm like, well, that's half the powers right there.
We're halfway there, and then together, if you put them together, hot and cold makes nuclear blast, and you murder Shimazu. We go to commercial, and we come back, and they're like, oh, they're like, they have his mask, like he's like dusted, and they just like take his mask, and like, oh, well, that was a bummer, or whatever, gonna miss him, or something like that. And then Vexicus comes up behind him, and I'm like, oh, beans, what's going to happen? And he's like, all of our plans are coming together. We work together, and we're going to take over Lothor, and we're going to kill him and be the new bad guys. And they're like, yes, this is the plan the whole time.
I appreciate the reveal of this. Uh-huh. I like this. I like the team up of them. I like Mara and Capri being badasses.
Finally.
I wish that there were clues
there so that were.
When you look back, you can be like, oh,
I mean, there were Clue. It's the one we keep talking about when they're casually murdering all of the Thunderings, but never again.
Because Mara specifically has the same posture and the same body language now that she did in that flashback.
Yeah.
And so that but that's the only, they could have done little stuff like that.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Instead, they were like, what if we keep making fun of them for being dumber and dumber and dumber every episode until everyone can't stand them? And then we trick them. We freak them with the okie doke. And then they're smart, it turns out, and evil. I like this. So
even though the whole Beevil episode was Mara being like, am I evil?
Can I be? And then she's like,
she was alone for half that episode. So that wasn't fake.
Right. And even at the end where they're like, yeah, you are evil. And she's like, yeah, I'm totally evil. Like, who was that for? Except us, the audience. Now.
I don't know. I feel like they started going one way with Mara and Capri and then erased that and just made them dumb-dumbs. And then they were like, well, let's make them good actually at the end. It's really frustrating because they could have been the best characters on the show.
Easily. Do you think this is a... Oh, there's another Ranger situation where like they just hadn't watched the footage and like in the finale, like those characters do something?
It could be.
And they were like, I guess we should make them extremely competent actually.
It's not going to make sense if these two dumb girls are beating the crap out of the Power Rangers in a couple episodes.
We cut back to... Oh, real quick. So the them recruiting Shimazu, I think, is sort of a like a fail-safe because they have the three Zords. They want to like have at least if not a numbers advantage, then like an equal advantage facing Megazords because there's like usually three around. And they didn't want to put Vexicus in there to blow that plan. So they're like, we'll get Shimazu to do it, and either he'll die in it or we'll win, and then we'll kill him. So I think it's just sort of one of those.
If Vexicus is working with them, why did he tell Lothor about them?
To make it seem like he isn't working with them. And Lothor would be like, well, fine, then I'll kill them, and I can trust you, it turns out. Or he'll be like what he did and be like, dope, I love my nieces, I'm glad they're smart, and then they'll be on the side and they can betray him because he won't be see it coming.
Right. Are we gonna end up sympathizing with Lothor?
Probably.
At the end of this?
Looks like he definitely did do a lot of murders. It's from what the sound of it from his youth. But I guess we're gonna be like, dang, Lothor, poor Lothor. Oh no. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. I bet he's gonna end up good at the end of this.
Look, I love a redemption arc.
You know, it's not going to be an arc though. It's going to be.
You know, I love a redemption episode.
It's going to be an episode at best.
You know, I love a redemption moment right before the season ends. When they go, hey Lothor, I guess you weren't so bad, even though you did try to kill everyone I've ever met in my whole life. And he's like, yeah.
He's going to take the evil space ninja mask off, and the ponytail is actually just going to be part of the mask.
Yeah.
Like Kane.
And they were psychological. It was a psychological ponytail, is what you're saying to me.
And then he's going to continue to run the ninja school alongside his twin brother.
Yep. I guess we'll see next week.
And Cam is going to be a teacher. He's going to be the samurai arts teacher.
Yeah, he's
going to
teach samurai and computers. So Dustin comes up to Kelly. He's like, hey, I need to talk. And she's like, yeah, what's up? He's like, so I made a decision. She's like, okay. He's like, I'm not racing anymore. And she's like, no. And he's like, yeah, I'm not. I want to freestyle. I like freestyling too much. Like, I like racing, but I love freestyling. And I haven't done it in a while because I was focused on racing, but I don't want to. And I want to do freestyle. And she's like, Dustin, Storm Chargers is an extreme sports store, and freestyle motocross is still an extreme sport. So yeah, we're absolutely behind you. And I'm like, yes, I love this. This is very good.
Every time, I love Kelly. I think she's great. I wish she had a bigger role.
Every time she shows up, she steals the show.
Yeah, like I wish she was as prominent as Ernie was.
Right? Because like Ernie was there a lot in a lot of episodes. Kelly's been here a fair amount, but sometimes we just see her and we're like, there's Kelly. Oh, bye, Kelly.
Yeah, I also wish she was a Power Ranger.
She could have just been the Green Ranger.
Yeah.
You know?
But no, that had to be a boy.
Obviously. It'd be ridiculous if a girl was the Green Ranger. Or a Sixth Ranger. Oh, both? Are you kidding? In this economy? Are you kidding me?
This season's a little bit of a...
It's a sausage fest. It's sausage dude
fest, right? I don't know if I can say that.
I feel like you Nickelodeon said that, so we could probably say that.
They said snail trail in this season.
A lot. Jumbo takes it to the face all the
Jumbo
time.
Jumbo was like, I love it when you...
No, he didn't say that. Josh. No, I can't. That I gotta cut. That I gotta beep. I can't put that on the podcast, and you know that. Gonna get us in trouble with Tim Cook. He's gonna come down here and delete our podcast personally.
Bring it on, Tim. We'll fight Tim after we fight Joe Rogan.
Yo, oh boy. Joe Rogan's moving to Texas too, so we would have been even closer to be able to fight him.
You remember that brief moment in YouTube history where a bunch of YouTubers just wanted to box each other?
Yeah.
Can we go back to that time and box Joe Rogan 2-1-1?
I feel like... See, I don't think I could box... I got short arms. I would need to be able to use the whole body. Right, I need to be able to do MMA.
You're right. I'll have to meet him in the octagon.
Yeah, put him in the octagon. Also, he's just kind of a huge dickhead anyway, so like, I would love to fight him just for really any reason, but especially for podcast supremacy.
I'm going to restrain myself from saying I would love to fight him because I just don't feel like I could win any fight.
Well, see, it would be 2-on-1.
That's true.
It's because the hosts of this podcast versus the hosts of his, and there's only one host on the Joe Rogan show, but there's two on the Morphin Grid. Checkmate, Joseph.
You distract him, and while his back is turned to me, I'll springboard and Zaguri him.
Yeah.
Off the cage.
We'll 3D his ass.
Yeah.
Anyway, so... She's behind him 100%. Her and Stormcharger's behind him 100%, and they hug, and it's very sweet, and I very much enjoyed that. Then we cut to Blake and Hunter. I put an extra R in Hunter, and so it says Hunter.
Hunter.
So he's extremely Swedish now, I guess. And so there, Blake and Hunter they're settling their differences on the track. 5 laps. Whoever wins, wins. I want a nice, clean race in the dirty, dirty bike track.
This is when you texted me that you were in the hangout already.
Okay.
And I was like, well, I got 5 laps I still need to watch, I guess.
And then it cuts to the end pretty quick. We see they take a couple corners and that's about it.
Yeah, they do 1 lap and then the race is over.
And then the producers are like, you get it. And then Blake wins.
At one point, I think it was Blake, because I think Hunter took the turn on the inside and Blake went up on the outside. And I swear he rode his bike up the wall.
Maybe.
Going around this like huge like inclined corner and just like hit up the wall a little bit and came down.
Spider-Man did.
Like,
that's pretty dope.
That's pretty cool.
That's all he deserved to win.
Yeah.
But he did. Hunter's like, hey, maybe you were right. Maybe I was just mad my little brother beat me. And you're better at racing than I am. And he's like, it's a very like big moment where he's like admitting this. And Blake's like, nah, like I'm better than you today, but I might not be tomorrow. But we will always be brothers. And we need to remember that.
He says we'll always be bros.
We'll always be bros. And you are also brothers and not just like friends, like the colloquial bro. So like, I don't know. But
right. Maybe it's because me and my brother are 16 years apart.
Yeah.
That I don't get that like... That kind of jealousy when he's good at something.
Because he's a generation away from you, basically.
Yeah, because that boy can shred a guitar, and I can play a chord right now.
Nice.
And I'm not just, like, mad at him about it for being better than me, because he's better than me at probably a lot of stuff. He's young and spry.
Yeah, you know, he's got a good back still.
I got these old hips.
Yeah, you know, like... Just lived harder, I guess.
I don't know. I'm proud of him. I'm not jealous.
I think a little bit of it might be the age gap.
Yeah,
because like my brother's 7 years younger than me, and I'm kind of the same way. Like, yeah. He's good at stuff that I'm not. I'm not like, oh, dang.
But Blake and Hunter are the same age.
Yeah.
And they were actively competing against each other. So, I guess I can kind of see it. But I don't know. I would still just be like, hey, man, you kicked my ass. Good job.
Yeah, but I do like the this little end sentiment where he's like, you know, yeah, I beat you today, but like tomorrow might not be better than you. Who knows? But like what's important is that we're always brothers. We need to remember that. And Hunter goes, yeah, we do. And then it ends. And I was like, that's a weird way to say that, but I appreciate the sentiment. And then the episode is over. Josh, you started.
Yeah.
I get to pick the first best. And I'm going to say the best is Kelly being behind Dustin 100%.
Kelly being team mom.
Team mom Kelly. Where's she been the whole season?
I'm so mad because she's in that first episode and she had a green shirt on and I was like, yes,
yes,
I'm in.
We did it.
You son of a bitch, I'm in.
I'll tell you where.
She's just not around very much and it's really disheartening.
I'll tell you where kick-ass team mom Kelly has been the whole season. Right next to Mara and Capri's character arc where secretly they've been smart and cool the whole time.
This is a hard one to best because Mara and Capri are super cool and awesome in this episode, and that should be the best, but instead I'm mad about it.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to say that it's the best.
Are you besting it, though? Are you going to grit your teeth and best it?
Yes.
I'm still saying Kelly, kick-ass team mom Kelly, especially in that last scene, which it was great, and I want more Kelly, and I'm just mad that that she wasn't in more.
Yeah.
The worst... I'm giving my worst to Power Rangers Ninja Storm, the television show, for trying to pull the wool over my eyes and be like, JK, we didn't, because I was getting sick of Mara and Capri because of how dumb they were written for the last about 15 episodes.
Yeah.
And then they're like, just kidding, they're good, actually. And no.
We have two episodes left for them to be cool.
Two episodes to go. I'm just so mad that they did this. Why waste so much time? We had a whole episode where they were dressed as like Avon ladies with like fetish boots on, where they were just the dumbest they could possibly be for, I guess, them to sell the bit to Lothar. Why? So much time wasted.
Know. Yeah, it sucks.
So much time wasted. I'm so mad about it. What's your worst?
My worst is that Tori has to spend the fight in the, flopping in the trees.
That
until,
also sucks
until
a
she
lot.
Gets to bite Capri at the end. But like, it just sucks that they're like, hey, Tori, you're not part of this. You cool? And she's like, yeah.
Love it. Love being told to go wait outside in the no girls allowed clubhouse y'all are in right now. Dope. Yeah, that also did suck. I'm just giving it to Power Rangers Ninja Storm, the show, for trying to freak me on the okie doke. Do not like it. Do not appreciate it. Not going to let you trick me again, Ninja Storm. MVP is Mara and Capri. As much as I hate it, I got to give it. I think I have to give them the MVP.
Yeah.
Because they were still dope in this episode. It's not like I'm mad at this episode. I genuinely liked this episode. I'm mad at the fact that happened, that was revealed in this episode, and not the episode itself. But yeah, they were dope. They could have been this for so long. Which is mostly what I'm mad about.
Yeah, I think I have to agree. I can't think. I mean, the only other option I think is Kelly.
Literally the only other option is Kelly, because like, and maybe Hunter or Blake, because they like had more personal moments. But like, Shane and Tori were just like, we're not gonna get in between this. That's mostly what they did outside of the fight. And Dustin had like a character arc, but like. I wouldn't MVP him for that. I mean, to be fair, Glenn McMillan pulled it off, like, for real, like, because he's a good actor, so, like, that was good. But, yeah, outside of Kelly, like, I think it's got to be Mara Capri. Maybe a case could be made for Lothar being like, yeah, no, I love my nieces. I'm glad they're not stupid. That's dope. We're going to be super evil together.
That was one scene, and Mara and Capri were in a lot more.
That's true. So, Mara and Capri.
Yeah, and they really drove me. In my heart, I want to give it to Kelly, but I just don't think she did as much.
No, she was in like three scenes.
For the episode.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So I'm also going to give it to Mara and Capri.
All right, now we got to rank it.
All right, now we have to, much like Blake and Hunter, Jake, we have to put our differences with this episode aside.
Yes.
We have to rate it how good the episode by itself is.
I think it's pretty high.
I think so too.
I'm looking at like the top five. I kind of want to put it under Beauty and the Beach. Either above or below Beauty and the Beach. I think that's about the place for it, for me anyway. I don't know what you're thinking.
What was Wild Wipeout?
That was the one where she went to the other universe.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it beats that.
No, it's not.
Beauty and the Beach.
That's where she, the clone Tori, it's the third episode. The clone Tori with no chill who did not act like she was like...
Yeah, I'm just trying to decide if this is better. That one, I think that episode was more entertaining, but this one was probably better.
I think so.
So I will agree with putting it above that.
All right. So coming in, the new number three, Down and Dirty. Despite how dirty we got done by one thing in this episode. It was very good, and I'm glad it. I'm proud of it. Proud of them for doing it.
Proud of them for doing it.
I don't need this goblin translator anymore. It didn't work very well the first time. Next episode is the finale. It's part one of the finale. We're almost done. Can you believe it?
I don't know where it's going to go. They set up a lot of like loose threads to tie.
Yep.
I'm curious how many of them are going to finish.
You know, I also am curious and excited.
I really wish for the whole season, because you said the Sentai is all of the generals like competing for the attention of Big Bad Daddy.
Yeah, and Big Bad Daddy is just like nebulous evil galaxy in space. Like it's like this dark evil cloud somewhere, as far as I can tell.
And I just really wish that, like, they kind of were the whole season, and the generals were all competing against each other. Like, vying for that number one spot.
It never really seemed like they were competing so much as Lothar was going, all right, you this time. Yeah. Okay, now you. So I wish it would have been a little more of that, you know?
Yeah, I wish it didn't save all that for the end. Because Vexicus was around for, like, a long time before he started killing people.
Yeah, I remember there was a couple episodes where we were like, hey, does Vexicus do it? Like, he's been here for, like, four episodes. Is he going to do anything? And then, like, he didn't. And then he's like, I have a guy. And then that didn't work out. And then it was like, all right, I'll take another couple episodes off. We'll let somebody else try. So, next episode, the finale, Storm Before the Calm, part one, will be on Monday. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Two, one.
Ninja Storm Ranger form.
I started too late and I could hear you. Do you want to try again?
Yeah,
you definitely panicked because I forgot what to say for a second. The bad part is, though, on my end, perfectly synced.